I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Mm-mm. And you shouldn't be. Actually, you probably should be.
You definitely should be afraid of ghosts.
Yeah, you should definitely be afraid of ghosts. Don't, yeah, it's good to have a healthy fear of the supernatural.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've never personally had an encounter. You told us about
seeing
the woman outside your window.
The white dress lady.
Yeah.
Heard a ghost in my apartment a few days ago. Well, I don't know. It's weird. I heard...
Yeah, that was just me.
I heard the sound of my wife's voice. Like, she was not home. She was at work. Clear as day, she called out to me. She said, "Hey, baby." And it came from the bathroom, clear as day. It was like she was there. It was very spooky. So, but my wife is not dead. So I don't know. Maybe it's a ghost that can... You know, mimic another
maybe she
voice.
Was astral projecting back.
Yeah, maybe here. She was like really wanting to talk to me, and she was like, "I'm not going to text
you." Krusty,
yeah,
do the dishes.
Yeah, probably something.
That'd be a good episode. Like astral projection.
I like that. We can watch Insidious beforehand, get some inspiration.
Yeah, for sure. So,
it's a good film.
Anyhow, Celtic Week continues. This will be the last sort of full-length episode.
Yeah,
because 7 is just more of like a wrap-up, retrospective.
Party. Yeah.
You know.
We get real, never mind. We're going to get, it'll be fun.
It's going to be weird as always, but you believe in ghosts.
I do believe in ghosts.
Who doesn't?
I mean, I know a lot of people who don't actually, but... I don't have this weird...
That's weird to me because I understand if you listen to one ghost story and you're like, well, that could have been this, or maybe this is what was actually happening, but it seems like you can only have so many possible like sightings or stories, interactions...
Yeah.
...before you're like, okay, obviously there's something out there.
Yeah, because most encounters, I guess you could say, can be explained some way. You know, something other than a ghost. But yeah, like you said, like, yeah, there's so many that, you know, some of them have to be true. And definitely believe.
Or yeah, at least something's going on.
Yeah, something spooky is happening. And there's just so much in the world that we don't know about at all that you can't rule it out. No one, I think, can definitely rule out the fact that there are no ghosts.
Well, I think it'd be interesting to me if, you know, in the future, if it wouldn't surprise me if someone had a way of scientifically proving like a cause for the phenomena, and it was like, and they were like, this is what's happening, and we can prove it by measuring this or that, and then people are like, that's what it is.
Huh.
Because think about the things that we know today that way back when people didn't have any idea what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's mystical force. Like, you know, like they didn't know, but now we do. And it seems so obvious. Maybe 100, 200, maybe 1,000 years from now, the people will be like, well, yeah, obviously this was happening. You had no idea, really?
Yeah. Like, did you not go to school? Like, yeah. We learned that in third grade.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Well, if you guys are going to, Ireland or Scotland,
which you
we've
are
got
going
a list of some places that you have got to check out
for sure. Put them on your itinerary, as it were.
Yeah. So let's get into it.
We'll start with let's do it. Okay, I figure we start with Ireland.
Yeah, let's start with Ireland.
Seems like that's where we've been mostly for the week.
Yeah.
It's technically Celtic week, but
that includes Ireland.
Ireland's really taking the spotlight, you know?
Yeah. Well, do you want to get us started with our first
haunted
place?
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of went through and cherry-picked a few that stood out. One for me, and this might just be because it sounds cool, the Abbey of the Black Hag.
That does sound cool.
apparently the legend goes that the Black Hag was like was a prioress, which I think is like some type of noble, or maybe like some type of religious. I don't know, but the legend goes that she was basically practicing like black magic, and she supposedly terrorized locals with her magical shenanigans and also her sexual practices, whatever they were.
Oh, okay.
But that was very clear that that was part of the revulsion of the townspeople. It was not just the sorcery,
but
yeah, whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever she was doing.
But the cool thing that I like about a lot of these is a lot of them have more than one supposed haunt-like spirit.
Yeah, there's it's also, usually a few.
It's also supposedly haunted by the Countess of Desmond, who the legend goes that somehow, I don't know exactly how, but she was buried alive accidentally. And that they discovered like her fingers because she had like scratched like through the coffin and almost made it out, and her hand was like sticking out.
Oh wow!
And that's but supposed legend goes that you can still hear the screams from when she was like inside
when she was trapped
to get out.
Oh wow!
So look it up, the Abbey of the Black Hag. Go check it out. Take a GoPro.
Sounds good
for all these. Just take a GoPro.
Bring an audio recorder. Record.
Do you
those
think
screams?
You'll have a chance to hit up some haunted places?
I hope so.
I'd really want to do a castles tour.
Yeah, I do too. And I know we're going to a few castles. I haven't seen our full itinerary for the trip, so I don't know if any of the ones we're going to are haunted or not. Yeah. But there's so many, and yeah, I mean, castles were a big place for murder and things that would spawn a ghost.
Thing that you'll find in a lot of these is that it has to do with the clans like fighting and murdering each other for land or for the castle. That's where a lot of it comes from. Is like this, you know, hundreds of years ago, like this infighting among these different families all trying to have power.
Yeah.
There's also St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. The legend goes that at the grave of a certain Captain John Boyd, the ghost of a black dog has been seen many times. Supposedly the captain died at sea and the dog starved to death waiting at his grave. If you've read anything about...
Wow, that's really sad.
If you've read anything about spectral dogs, actually, they're bad news. It's actually there's actually like, you know, different urban legends about seeing a black dog like follow you wherever you go.
Yeah,
some people are like, oh, it's a hellhound or something like that. Generally though, it's a really bad omen, like something bad's gonna happen. Maybe he just had a black dog and it's the ghost, or maybe the hellhound's just out, you know, Taking care of business.
That's weird. I
bringing home biscuits for the family.
A short story that involved a black dog. I didn't know that, you know, spectral dogs were a bad sign. Really, I hadn't really even thought about it, but I included that in a short story.
There's also that song by Led Zeppelin, Black Dog.
Very interesting.
I think it's called Black Dog. It's a good song.
I don't know. I'm actually not a big Led Zeppelin fan. So I can't believe I just admitted that.
Let's move on before this friendship ceases to exist.
Yeah, before everyone stops listening. I'm sorry. Well, I've got a good one. We've got Wicklow Gaol, which means jail. So I'm just going to call it Wicklow Jail.
Oh, well, it's pronounced jail.
Oh, it is? Just,
yeah, that's the British spelling of jail. G-A-O-L.
Man, I'm such a dummy. But I learned
things all the time. Fun fact, if you read that...
All the time.
Well, because when I was a kid, and you know, I would like read books when I was in school... I had seen that word before, jailer, but it's G-A-O-L-E-R, and I thought it was like goaler or something like that. I was like, what is that? No, they spell jail, G-A-O-L. I don't know why.
Because they're dumb.
Yeah.
It was a jail in Ireland. It was built in sometime in the late 18th century, but the site had been used as a jail since 1702 at the earliest. It stayed in operation all the way up until 1900, and it was closed down, but it was actually opened up again for the Irish War of Independence and the Irish Civil War in the late 19-teens and like the early 1920s.
Opening up an old abandoned building.
Yeah. So they open it up to get some more, like they use it, I think, for to hold Republican prisoners during the War of Independence and Civil War. And the last prisoners left in 1924. So this thing is open at least from 1702 to 1924. So that's quite a bit of time. And the prison was known for its cruelty. The guards and wardens were extremely harsh in their punishments. And it was just really a disgusting place. So a lot of people died of just horrible diseases that they got, or just they starved to death. Because, you know, they were just left to die during, you know, the Irish famine. Like, no one really cared about them. So thousands of prisoners died over the years in very cruel ways, which is, you know, just a recipe for a ghost. You get a lot of people trapped in a building that are just, you know, being tortured, essentially.
Yeah, I feel like we can agree that for a lot of these, like, the big thing is that something terrible happens, usually like some kind of a violent death.
Yeah. It kind of stays. It kind of, like, it's kind of like in The Shining, like the bad events that take place kind of stain that area with it's just evil. So that's kind of how I think of it. But yeah, today it's kind of known as the Gates of Hell. If you look at it from the front, it even kind of resembles a gate almost. It's considered one of the most haunted places in Ireland because of, I guess, the amount of people that died. But you can go tour it today. People have claimed to seeing ghosts on tour. There's some photographs, which you always got to be careful with a ghost photograph because, yeah, it's likely fake. But I don't know. It just seems very scary to go to a jail. Cause, I mean, I went to Alcatraz on a vacation. Really? Yeah, a few years ago to California, and that place was creepy. So I can't imagine what this place is like. I mean, there has to be ghosts. Like I said, it's just the perfect
recipe. Fun for the whole family.
For a big old ghost soup. So,
Yeah.
So if you're ever in Ireland, hit up Wicklow Jail.
Or as we name some of these places off, if it happens you've already been to one of them, then... let us know how it went.
Yeah, I mean, did you see a ghost? Did you talk to a ghost? Did a ghost follow you home? Or I feel
like
a big
thing
home?
Is like everyone says like, did you see it? Did you see the ghost? I feel like it's a thing though that you can feel it in the air a little bit when something feels a little bit wrong, a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, it's not so much about seeing; it's about like.
Well, I think they say that like one common thing for like a haunted house is like the air feels like heavy. And like kind of stifled.
And a little cold too is...
cold spot. Yeah, cold spots are a big thing with spirits and entities.
Yeah.
A cold spot.
So you go in and you just probably feel kind of like oppressed by the just violent atmosphere that's kind of left at this place. Ugh.
Yeah.
Scary. But I also very intrigued and would like to go one day. So
we should definitely try doing some kind of a ghost tour. There's plenty of places in the South.
Oh, yeah, lots of Civil War battlefields.
I feel like there's probably... It seems like there'd be more in the north just because that area was settled, like... The coastline, you know, was settled first, and it's like... I don't know what it is. There's, like, a correlation, it seems like, between age, and it's like... Because I don't know of any building that was built... I've never heard of a building that was built, like, within my lifetime that is already haunted. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Like, yeah. I've never heard anyone be like... Yeah, that new office building that they built in 2002.
There's
a ghost in there. Like, it always seems like it's old buildings, old places.
So you just associate, you know, the old colonial America with
there might actually be more haunted places in the South. I have no idea, but it just seems like...
Well, the South was definitely a more cruel and violent place in the North during a lot of America's history. So,
true.
As, you know, recipe for ghosts. But I'm sure it kind of balanced itself out in a way. But I mean, as far as I know, there's lots of like haunted battlefields from the Civil War around our area.
Yeah.
I've had some offers to go out and see a few. Apparently there's some places where you can hear the march of like Confederate soldiers and like the screams. It's my wife actually went. She said she heard that. She was pretty spooked. So I want to go check it out. We can do that. It's, 20-minute drive.
We could do that. At the same time, I mean, I consider myself a believer in ghosts, but I also like to have a healthy dose of skepticism, because technically you could just put like a little speaker in the ground and play like scream sound effects and a little
yeah.
volume, like, you know what I mean?
So, but at the same time, like what...
I like to like poke holes, but big, still like leave you like a little bit of, you know,
yeah.
faith.
No, I know what you're saying.
You know?
And also, if you go too far into it, then you're opening yourself up to be, you know, a target for some
of these. For sure,
yeah. That's what I think, at least. If you go too
deep into
it.
Can you imagine anything worse than like a spirit attaching itself to you?
Yeah. If any of you have seen, there's a great movie on Netflix called Veronica. It's a Spanish horror film. I think it came out last year. Fantastic.
I didn't know you speak Spanish.
I don't, actually, but I do read English subtitles. So thank you, Netflix. So check that out, because it has to do with things like that. It's a ghost story. It's very good. But yeah, if you open yourself up to these things, you're going to get... You know, you're going to get someone who answers the call, I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, I think that there's a difference between being open to it and, like, reaching out. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you like, pour too much of yourself into it, that's what eventually, like, you're kind of, in a way, reaching out.
Yeah.
You're turning on a signal that's attracting something that you don't want.
Some bad juju.
Yeah.
There's another cool place. This ties in with episode 2 of this week.
Ooh.
Glenwillan, which I guess is a town in County Derry.
Nice.
Is supposedly said by some to be the burial site of the original Abartach.
Oh, wow.
AKA thought by some to be like kind of like the first vampire.
Yeah.
Just quick run through in case you haven't listened to episode 2. It's like an evil, vampiric, magical dwarf.
Yeah, it's
creature.
Like a zombie vampire.
He's out for blood.
Leprechaun dwarf.
Yeah, it's
a very...
It's an amalgamation of all the greatest horror icons.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen any of those Leprechaun movies?
With
the
I
evil
saw
Leprechaun?
One, yeah, I saw one at
so
a friend's
bad.
House in high school.
Oh, they're
and it
terrible.
Was like, it was terrible, but at the same time, it also
wasn't Jennifer
really
Aniston
kind of
one of those?
Me out. I
think
do
so.
Not remember.
I don't know.
I just...
Classic.
No, I think I might be mixing it up with a different movie.
Mixing it with Luck of the Irish?
Troll.
The greatest.
The Troll Hunter, like those big troll movies. I think that's what I'm thinking of. I haven't seen the Leprechaun ones.
I don't know. Anyhow, it's supposedly the burial site of this vampiric, ghoul, flesh-eating, magical, evil creature.
Yeah.
Supposedly buried upside down.
Yeah, you have to bury it. That's the only way you can kill it.
Well, yeah,
it
keep
down.
It dead. Yeah, you keep it dead. You got to bury it upside down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll just come back.
Head
so.
First, and then like we said, in other versions, you have to... Kill it with like a sword made of yew wood, and then what was it like? Put a stone on top of the grave and surround the grave with like rose thorns or something.
Yeah,
or,
and that will be like he'll be like, oh man, it's got thorns around there. I can't get out.
Yeah, but if you're hopping through Glenwillan, he's been in that grave long enough, guys.
Mm.
Free him.
Let him out.
Yes. Yeah. Free my boy Abartach.
Yeah, free Abartach. We gotta make t-shirts.
I like when, like, have you seen those things where it's like somebody will post on Facebook like free so and so because so and so is like in jail.
Yeah,
and sometimes like maybe they were wrongfully arrested, but then there's times where like people post it even if they obviously committed a crime, like they stole a car or something.
Yeah. Or,
and
like,
then
a
they
rapper
be.
Gets caught with, like, a gun that he doesn't have a license for, and he goes to jail, and they make, like, a
yeah,
free
and it's like, they
shirt.
Broke the law, they should be in jail, and they're like, free them, but it's like, why?
After
like,
they serve
they did
their
it.
Sentence,
they did
we
it.
Will.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they're innocent, free them, yeah, sure, but if they did it, it's like, why?
Yeah, like, it's like, why they committed the crime, like, so, like...
The law should not apply to this one person.
Because he makes great music, or is a famous person that I enjoy.
But free him. Free the Abartach. Just
anyway.
Ask around and say, hey, have you seen any burial sites for a zombie, dwarf, vampire creature? Just ask around.
Yeah, ask around.
We'll start. What we'll do is we'll start a GoFundMe to get us over there.
Yeah.
And we'll free him.
And we will free him ourselves. We'll be taking some courses on exorcisms, all the general.
We'll take the druid courses.
Yeah, all the general anti-ghost classes, I guess.
Yeah.
And we'll see what we can do.
We will.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
So
there's also a place called Duckett's Grove in County Carlow.
County Carlow.
It's like an old house. I don't think it's quite a castle, but it's like an old, like...
It's a big house.
Yeah. It might be a castle.
Hmm.
I don't know. It didn't look quite like a castle in the picture, but supposedly there's a phantom organ that plays sometimes when you're in there, which is pretty creepy.
Is that, like, the organ player that used to live there that died? Like, what's the
story? No, like, you just hear an organ playing, but there is no organ. Or at least the one that is there doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
Like, you so hear the just... sounds. Just like with the screams of the soldiers you were talking about. Mm. They've also had multiple sightings of the Banshee.
Ah.
Which is, begs the question, though. Is the Banshee there because the place is haunted? Or did the person just see a Banshee? Because there's a purpose for an individual seeing a Banshee. It means that someone close to you is going to die.
Yeah.
Or that you might die.
Yikes.
Or maybe the Banshee is warning the person from going into that place because there's something else there.
Yeah, so they're hanging out there as like a warning. Like,
yeah, well, that was confusing here, to me because they're like, yeah, it's haunted. There have been Banshee sightings, but just in the lore, that's not what that means. Yeah, like, if you see a Banshee, it doesn't mean the place is haunted. It means you are in serious trouble.
Yeah, they're not haunting. They're
helping.
They are,
trying to help.
Yeah, they're harbingers of death.
If you see a Banshee someplace, don't be like, oh, there's a Banshee. No.
Yeah, no.
Go away. Like, the Banshee is showing up because you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, you got to rethink your decisions here.
Like when we go to dig up the Avartach, we'll probably see like an army of Banshees.
Yeah, they'll be like, you guys, you might not want
to. But sometimes you have to fight back against the system.
Yeah. We'll just have to bring you wood swords and some anti-Banshee stuff.
Some Banshee spray?
Yeah, Banshee spray. There we go. I have to look
30.
That up on Amazon, see if they've got that in stock. So, well, I've got one here. This is probably my favorite that I came across. It is a fantastic story.
Fantastic, you say?
Loftus Hall in Ireland off of Hook Cove, I believe is what it's called.
Hook Cove.
Hook Cove, something like that.
Cook Cove or Hook Cove?
Hook, H-O-O-K. The Tottenham family was looking after Loftus Hall, which is a giant mansion just right on this coastline. Mm. In 1666, they moved in. So, you know, the number there obviously has some implications.
Crazy number. Not the year of the moth, but still pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were watching this house while the Loftus family was away doing, yeah, who knows what. They brought their daughter, Anne, who was, I'm assuming that she was, like, maybe a teenager, or she was a young adult slash teenager, I think.
Hmm.
Hook Peninsula is what it's called, by the way. I'm
Hook
sorry.
Peninsula.
One night, there was a storm.
Surrounded by water on three sides.
Yeah. There was a storm, and a mysterious ship arrived at the peninsula.
Ghost ship.
Yeah. And one person gets off this ship, and they actually, he was a nice guy, so they welcomed him. They're like, it's raining out, why don't you come stay here? And he ended up staying there for like weeks, possibly even months. So he basically just like...
He's been dead for 10 years.
Yeah. And he actually developed a close relationship with Anne. I don't know what went down. I don't know if this was a sexual relationship, because then, you know, that could lead to other things. But yeah, they were close. And one night they were all playing cards, the whole family. And the mysterious man, he was dealing these cards, and he dealt three cards to each person. Except for Anne, he dealt her two cards. The butler, who is still here at the house, noticed this and was about to call out and be like, hey, you didn't deal her a card. But Anne looked down, and she saw one on the ground. So she's figured, I must have dropped it. So she bends down to pick up the card, and she notices under the table that this man who had, you know, been living with them had cloven feet.
Oh, shit.
So she like promptly stood up, probably screamed like, holy shit, this guy's got cloven feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude...
Which implies in lore that he's some kind of a demon, probably.
Yeah, you're some
Or the devil, possibly.
Yeah, well, that's what people think, especially, you know, 1666 is when this happened. So cloven feet, it's people believe it was the devil. And he's just like, he was such a suave, like debonair man. He comes in, he woos Anne like out of nowhere.
He put lots of Brill cream in his hair.
Yeah.
He was
so
ready to go.
He's a dapper Dan man. So after she stands up and screams, basically, like, this guy's got a cloven foot.
He's a freaking demon.
He rises up out of his seat. Like, starts like, floating. Like,
levitates?
Yeah, and then he shoots through the ceiling. And he basically just like, shit, they found out.
Devil away!
Yeah, and he flies out through the ceiling, leaves a giant hole that apparently can never be fully repaired. It's tried to been, like, they've tried to repair it, and I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know how you can't repair it. I don't know what it means, but it says online that it could never be fully repaired. And you can still see, like, a change in the materials where the hole was. So you know, like, it's, you know, that's where the hole was when you go on tours.
You know what? We're going to plug that hole. We're going to dig up, and we'll get the Avartash to help us.
There we go.
His zombie stamina will allow us to work twice as fast.
Well, after this happened, Anne became very mentally ill. And, you know, as custom with the times, mentally ill people were treated like fucking shit. So her parents locked her away in the tapestry room for 9 years.
Jeez.
And she apparently would refuse food and drink for months on end or weeks on end, except for water. And she died in that room after 9 years. And apparently when they went to go get her, her body couldn't be straightened out because she like died with her knees under her chin, kind of like with her arms cradled around. It's like in a ball almost. And it couldn't be straightened out. Her muscles were...
like rigor mortis?
Yeah, they were like stiff. So they buried her in that position that she died in.
Wow.
And after this happened, the family living there still noticed some poltergeisty things happening around the house. I'm sure, like, cabinets opening up when they're not looking. Oh,
yeah,
got them. Like, I don't know why that's a big thing in horror movies. Like, oh, the chair is on the table.
Well, I think what it is the like, cabinet. The whole idea is, like, it's a strange thing, but it happens so casually into, like, an everyday household object.
Yeah.
I think that somehow makes it more sinister. I know that I've heard...
possibly.
Well, I've heard... my dad's told me stories about my grandma's house when I think... yeah, my grandma's house when they were all... him and all his siblings were younger, and they would be, like, you know, eating dinner and, like, you know, the bread, like a loaf of bread would, like, float up and then drop on the table.
Huh.
Things like that happening. And then apparently my dad said he never saw it, but supposedly his siblings all saw the ghost of a woman in like a white dress or something like that.
That's the one I saw. Wow.
Could be the banshee.
Could be. But
I don't know. But yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like a common thing. I don't know. Maybe it's almost like something so subtle but happening in such a strange way.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. I just, sometimes when you go to the movies and you see that trope being played out again, like,
and everyone she turns like,
around. Yeah, she turns around and the cabinets are open. Like, I guess if you saw that in real life, you would obviously shit your pants.
Yeah.
But if you, like, and if you're in the movie and that's what you see and you're like, oh, wow, the ghost is annoying. Like, I'm here to be, like, scared shitless. I'm at a horror movie. Like, I want to see something scary and I don't want to see, like, a ghost, like, being. Like a pesky intruder for like the first 3/4 of the movie who just opens cabinets and closes doors. Like, so I guess, yeah, in real life it would be very scary, but in the movies it's a little played out.
Well, supposedly, these people that my family know, they apparently, the house, I don't think they live there anymore, but apparently like it was pretty legitimately haunted. They told me that it would be stuff like, you know, light switches being flipped, stuff being moved, mm-hmm. but that supposedly, like, they, like, before they would go to bed, they'd be like, they would call out and be like, okay, we're going to bed, and the noise would stop.
Oh, wow.
As if the ghost was like, all right, you gotta get your rest.
Like, yeah, you need your beauty sleep. Like,
yeah, I don't know if any of it's true, but yeah, it's interesting.
Could be, but
that's pretty cool though, and pretty terrifying.
Yeah, but well.
Well, like you said, after
the house, they had two priests come in to exorcise because once they told the story, the priests P90X. Were like, "That was the devil." Like, yeah, they had like his wanted poster down at the precinct. Like, was that him? Yeah, that was the guy. They're like, that's the devil. We've been looking for him for years. So they brought in some priests to exorcise the home. It took two attempts. They finally got it.
How did they know that they got it?
Well, just all the like poltergeist activity kind of stopped. Whatever was happening stopped. But now the ghost of Anne has come back to haunt the place, and they actually opened it up for tours in 2011, yep. and she has apparently been spotted on several tours since then. Another photograph of her online, very scary photograph, but doubt its authenticity. So
yeah, well, they could have just hired like an actor, like a person or to just portray,
gotten some good Photoshop.
That'd be a cool job to like pretend to be the ghost. Yeah, like a famous haunted place.
Oh man, I love that.
Unless you get the one psycho who like starts chasing after you.
Yeah,
and you have to like figure out how to escape.
Oh man, I'm gonna email some of these places and be like, if you guys are looking for someone to pretend to be a ghost on tours, I'm your guy.
Well, you know, we'll start a business that does that.
Oh,
like
genius.
We go around to places that's supposed to be haunted, and we're like, we will be the ghost.
We'll be the ghosts.
Yeah, to like draw more business in.
Oh, damn. Genius. It's $1 million idea. Trademark.
Yeah, great thing.
I said it.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's $1 million idea. Great thing we just said it to everyone listening.
To all 30 people. I don't know how many people are listening. The analytics are weird on these things. Yeah. But
anyhow.
Yeah. Let's move on.
That is creepy, though. Cloven feet. I thought you were going to say that she looked under the table and his legs were gone. And then maybe she'd be like, you ain't got no legs. Like that kind of thing.
No, yeah. I definitely was expecting something different. But
isn't no legs at all? Like, isn't like no lower half more terrifying than like cloven feet, though? Actually, no. I think the cloven feet is pretty terrifying.
I don't know. Because, I mean, I've seen people in real life that don't have legs. I've never seen a person with cloven feet. So I'd have to say, based on my experiences prior, the cloven feet would be scarier.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it was like if the person just like didn't have any legs and they never had legs, it wasn't like, oh yeah, they got cut off or something. It was just, I've never had legs.
Well, I have, this was my, I don't know if it's necessarily my favorite. I've known about this place for a while. It's called Lep Castle. It's spelled like Leap, but I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Lep. Yeah. In Cooldairy.
Ooh.
It is
Cooldairy.
Well, it's notorious for being one of the one of the most one of the most haunted places in Ireland.
Wow. I feel like every place gets that. Every time I read something, it's like, it's one of the most haunted places in Ireland.
Yeah. I think it's
I wonder what the most haunted is.
Well, it's probably impossible to say, but this specifically, this one has, it's one of those ones where it has like a whole bunch of different, like distinct ghosts and legends, because it's hundreds of years old. It's a castle, so obviously, but apparently, there was a clan, the O'Carroll clan, that lived there, and they were notorious for being like brutal and violent, and they like massacred a lot of people. Supposedly, like a different clan. Because, like, what you have to understand is the clan system would be, like, some clans were stronger than others. Maybe they just had more people, more resources. But they still all kind of joined up, and they would have rivals. So you have, like, groups of clans and then rivals. But supposedly, another clan had a victory against one of the O'Carroll's rival clans. Mm-hmm. And so they invited them all to the castle under the guise of, like, you won, let's celebrate. And then they poisoned all of them.
Oh, nice.
And so they all died.
It's a real Game of Thrones move.
Well, they were known for, like, taking prisoners and, like, torturing them and killing them. And there's one who's, the spirit is known as the Red Lady, a tall red specter carrying a large knife. And the story is that she was imprisoned by the O'Carrolls. And it was like they murdered her child and then she killed herself. It's a terrible story. But supposedly that's the knife that she's carrying around that is the one she used to end her own life.
Wow.
In the 1920s, allegedly they found 3 cartloads, which is hundreds, basically. I mean, carts are big. 3 cartloads of bodies. It was like behind a wall. They found a bunch of bodies all on wooden spikes.
Like a booby trap type thing?
Yeah. That's the thing is that it was thought that they were dropping people. They would invite people in and drop them through a trap door onto a spike.
Wow.
Yeah, they were pretty messed up. But I feel like what possibly the most famous sort of spirit, though it's not confirmed if it's actually a spirit, like in terms of like from a person or if it's something else, it's got a bunch of different names. Some people just call it. Or like the supernatural, or one that I saw a lot was the elemental. It's supposed to be like an extremely, like, tremendously powerful supernatural force that's responsible for, like, some crazy like stunts and disturbances and stuff. But supposedly one of the legends, like the theories of where it might have come from, is that one of the owners was known for performing a lot of seances, which, if you don't know, is basically like getting in contact with the other side.
Yeah, communicating.
And I think whenever you have like a movie or like a story where it's like they played with a Ouija board.
Yeah,
and yeah, don't play with Ouija boards. Okay, if you reach out, something might reach back.
Yeah, like
you know,
you said,
don't open doors that you're not able to close later on.
Mm-hmm.
That's one theory. Some say that the Druids put it there.
Oh, really?
Hundreds and hundreds, probably closer to thousands. 8,000 years ago, as like just some kind of protective land spirit.
Huh.
But it's one of the people that had that saw it. She described it as a thin, gaunt, shadowy spirit that smells like a rotting corpse.
Mm, lovely.
So
that sounds great.
And it's privately owned, but I believe they they occasionally do let people into the castle, but they definitely don't let people stay the night.
Yeah.
Check it out. Lep Castle. Pretty scary
Ireland.
Stuff.
That's awesome.
Well,
that concludes Ireland, at least, our list of...
Yeah, those are just some of the ones that stuck out.
Yeah, those
Because there are so many.
Yeah, there's like a lot of haunted places. Yeah,
this is not a comprehensive list.
No, these are just some of the ones we think are...
Scotland's also got a good bit.
Yeah, Scotland does.
There's the Glencoe Massacre. Took place in 1692, where supposedly...
This
part of history. Soldiers sent by the government, they posed as visitors to the MacDonald clan, and then while they were asleep, the clan, they murdered 38 members of the MacDonald clan, and the rest escaped into the mountains, but likely died of exposure, because it's pretty cold
and
wet. I mean, you don't have time to take your best jumper.
No, you don't.
And yeah, and so reportedly, some people have been passing through that area and seen, like, ghostly, like, reenactments of the massacre taking place, or heard screams in the glen.
That's
like,
spooky.
Just the screams of people being murdered. It is spooky. All of the sort of clan warfare, clan politics, it's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
It's power very struggles just for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah. Well, another good one is, how do you say this? Culloden?
Culloden, yeah.
Culloden Battlefield?
I don't know.
In 1746, the Bloody Battle of Culloden took place. Is near Iverness?
Inverness.
That's
where you're going, right?
Yeah, it was. That is where I'm going. Or one of the places. It was on a moor. In just under 40 minutes, thousands of clansmen were cut down, and the army of Bonnie Prince Charlie was defeated, which ended the Jacobite Rebellion. So, and apparently today,
it's the same thing. It's like,
So you can hear like, you know, swords clashing, gunfire, you know, people screaming in agony and pain, like at the site of the battlefield, you can kind of see and hear those things being almost reenacted. And also apparently a forlorn looking Highlander haunts the area as well.
He just says the word defeated, like, quietly.
Yeah, like if you approached him, I guess you'd hear him whisper that. Yeah. So
I guess he lost, clearly. I mean, otherwise he wouldn't be haunting the place.
Yeah, he's just walking around just like wallowing in the sadness of his defeat. So why don't you get over yourself, buddy?
rub some dirt in it.
Yeah,
some ghost
you'll be fine.
Dirt.
You'll be fine.
There's also, of course, Edinburgh is a pretty well-known Scottish city. There's Edinburgh Castle, which I guess is, that's the capital of Scotland, isn't it, Edinburgh?
Don't ask me.
I believe it is.
I haven't been yet.
You'll know.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping you can see some of these places, but that's...
I think I will be able to.
But that's sort of perched like around, like above, like on a hill around Edinburgh, and it's thought to be mega haunted, of course.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's common with like any big castle that's been there for hundreds of years, because I think it goes back to what you were saying. It's like death. When there's like a lot of deaths that happen.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like once one sticks, it's easier for the others to stick.
Yeah, it gives them something else to attach onto.
Yeah, but supposedly it's like, you know, they kept people in the dungeons. You know, there have been like violent, you know, conquerings and, you know, takeovers. Oliver Cromwell, he took over the castle, 1650. There's been like a headless drummer scene, just like walking around, just jamming out.
Nice.
But supposedly he's one of the more rare visitors. And the legend, the local legend, I guess, is that if you see him, it's a sign of, it's a bad omen for something coming. Kind of like the Banshee, I guess.
Yeah.
Headless Drummer.
Yikes.
Look out for him.
Damn. That's a good band name, Headless Drummer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. Already be a band. You should check.
Could be. I don't know. Could be. There's a lot of weird band names out there.
Yeah.
Well, now we have St. Andrew's Cathedral, which actually allegedly is haunted by two ghosts. You said earlier, there's a lot.
Two for one special.
Yeah, this is a 2-for-1 special. So get your tickets, folks. It's quite the spook fest. Yeah, one of the ghosts is a monk, and the other ghost is known as the White Lady. They've been haunting the grounds, I guess, for the past 200 years, or at least that's how long people have been reporting hauntings. It could be longer than that. Yeah, the lady is said to wear fine white gloves as she glides around the grounds before disappearing when she reaches the haunted tower, which is where the other ghost is. The monk is often encountered on the stairs in this tower, which I believe is called St. Rule's Tower off of St. Andrew's Cathedral. And apparently, according to some legends, stonemasons who were repairing a haunted tower broke through, and they discovered a sealed off like section.
Yeah, they broke through like a wall or something.
Yeah, and there was coffins, like is, you know, wall to wall coffins. Mm-hmm. So I guess that is kind of how possibly this ghost came about. You know, you don't want to disturb the dead.
That's it was walled off for a reason.
Yeah, like, but why else you got?
Well,
a bunch supposedly of
coffins? One of the coffins was open and had a well-preserved woman,
yeah,
like her body, and that the body, she was wearing white gloves. So
yeah, so that's how just, you
that's
get.
The legend. So maybe that's
yeah. But yeah, don't disturb the dead, folks.
Don't do it.
That's another great recipe for a ghost.
Yeah.
So
well, there's also this one is much more. It's not technically recent, but
it's the most recent.
1879, the old Tay Bridge, which is like. It reminded me when I was reading about it of the Silver Bridge collapse in Point Pleasant. Supposedly, it was December 28th, 1879. A couple of years after it opened up, there was a terrible storm, and it weakened the structure of this big bridge. And it collapsed while a train full of people was on it, and everyone died. Mm. And the legend goes that on the anniversary of the disaster, you could see a ghost train like crossing the river where the old bridge
would have been.
Yeah, and because you can still see where the old one is if you look at a picture, because like they have the new bridge and then they have like the stumps of the pillars of the old one right next to it.
Oh, so they left them in there.
So like, yeah, I guess you can see like
over the
ghost train or something like
going
that.
Over. Going over. That's cool.
But
I love ghost ships. I've never heard of a ghost train before. That's pretty cool. Nice.
That's ghost versions of everything, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess
ghost
there is.
Cars. Ghost jet skis.
Yeah, wow. Ghost
snowmobiles.
Airplanes.
All of it.
Helicopters.
Surfboards.
Surfboards.
All of it. All the good stuff.
Yeah. Anything worth haunting is already haunted.
Well, hopefully you'll get a chance to see some of that stuff. I'm pretty jealous.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've definitely added some things to the trip itinerary after doing all this research. I've come across so many cool things.
Well, I've never been to the UK.
Neither have I.
Or Ireland. I've flown over because I've been to the Netherlands, but I haven't been to.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. I've been to the Netherlands, but I've never been to the UK. So we've both the same thing. Yeah. But I was in the Netherlands for 3 hours at the airport. Never actually left. So yeah, it doesn't really count, I guess.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I could see some red lights, and I was like, that's probably the red light district. But it was probably more likely something to do with the airport. So, yeah, really shallow experience.
Nice place, friendly people.
I've heard everyone in the airport was really nice.
Yeah, everyone there, or almost everyone there, speaks English as well as Dutch, I guess.
Yeah.
You speak Dutch, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got went to the McDonald's.
It's very easy
in the airport.
Well, it's very easy if you're speaking English, you don't speak Dutch, but if you're, it's very easy to kind of get around and do.
Yeah, they're whatever. Very accommodating to English speakers.
Yeah, I think the common custom is like you can assume that they probably speak English, but you're supposed to ask like nicely, like, "Do you speak English?"
Yeah, you don't want to be
like, you know, they probably do, but I think it's like a way of acknowledging like it's still not their primary language.
Yeah,
you know?
Like
so it's like you're kind of a visitor, and it's like I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. The McDonald's in the airport was fantastic, though. Even though I paid like 13 euros for a Big Mac.
Das Hamburger.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they use euros? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I paid 13 something, which seems like way too much for a Big Mac.
Do they think like that you wouldn't understand how much those normally cost because you were from like,
probably.
A different
country?
Probably.
Also, I was like 16,
we're
so like,
trick
this
guy.
A fucking idiot. It's going to be 20,000 rupees, which ends up being like $4, something like that. I don't know. But yeah, it was funny. The burger tasted like a gourmet burger.
It's probably like the standards of the meat is different. But
oh, yeah. And
maybe
they serve
alcohol stricter with quality
at McDonald's.
What?
But I was still too
drunk
young.
Donald's.
I think I was still too young. Like I was 16, but maybe in the Netherlands it's like 18 or 17. Or I just didn't think about it. But who knows?
Man,
it's nebulous.
Who would have thought that a McDonald's in the Netherlands is more American than a McDonald's here?
Wow.
Because why can't you? You should be able to buy any place that sells a hamburger. You should be able to get a beer too.
Yeah, you should. It's the American way, folks.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
Get on that McDonald's. Actually, no. If you could go into McDonald's and order a beer, that place would be a madhouse. Like, that place would be insane.
Some of the McDonald's are already pretty rough.
Yeah, like some of them are pretty bad already without alcohol. And so if you add alcohol to the equation,
I want a Happy Meal.
Yeah,
give me a Happy Meal, Dad.
It would be mass pandemonium across all McDonald's everywhere. So. McDonald's, if you're listening, don't serve alcohol. I know you were thinking about doing it.
Or maybe there's like a back part, like they can separate it off, like they have an adult section.
Adult section at McDonald's.
Well, you know, they have the playhouse for kids. Why not do like an adult playhouse?
Yeah, where it's just alcohol and you can forget about your children.
Yeah, slides, water slides, but that with like beer and whiskey.
It's like a whiskey water
slide.
Like Whiskey River, that song by Willie Nelson. There you go. Good times. Well, we expect to be paid for this McDonald's if this ever comes to fruition. So don't forget about us.
Well, don't just steal that idea and don't steal our ghost actors idea.
Yeah, a verbal trademark was placed on both of those ideas, so you legally cannot steal it.
Yes.
Or else we will be forced to use legal jujitsu on you.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
anyhow, we hope you have a couple of things that you were able to add to your... tour.
Your trip itineraries.
Yes.
If you're going.
And yours as well, Krusty.
Yeah. If you, like we said earlier, if you have been to any of these places or any other haunted places,
or if you have to, or if we got any parts of the legend a little bit off, or there's something extra that you think is worth adding.
Yeah, let us know. And if you've been anywhere haunted, really, let's just open it up. If you've been to any haunted place and you have a spooky story, share it with us. We would love to hear from you. And
or if you just have a cool story in general of something weird that happened to you.
We might feature it on the show.
Yeah, feature you.
Yeah. So
anyhow,
thanks for listening.
Thanks
Join
for
us
listening.
Tomorrow for our final episode.
It's the wrap up.
Of
it's
Week.
Not going to be a full.
Yeah, it'll
it's
be
just more like a wrap up retrospective. We'll talk a little bit about our St. Patty's Day experience.
Yeah, it'll be a good time though. So
yeah,
join
we'll bring
us
it
that.
To a close. And then we'll also you know. Clue you in on what's coming next.
Yeah, so we'll see you tomorrow.